Hello everybody, it's MrTall23 back in our video. This is another video on commonly misused, twisted, misunderstood, and misinterpreted verses in the Bible. Today I'm going to be talking about Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, which says, "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." Now this verse is twisted by some to mean that we as Christians need to love absolutely everybody on earth, and we can never use violence in any way for any reason to anybody, and we just have to just love every single person. But this is not what the verse is teaching. First of all, if you actually read the verse, it says, "Love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you." Do you notice a pattern? Jesus is telling us to do good things to our personal enemies, to those who hate us as individuals. But what does the Bible actually say about hate in other cases? In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 8, it says, "A time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace." In Psalm chapter 139, verse 21 to 22, it says, "Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies." So according to the Bible, there's nothing wrong with hating the haters of God. You see, a personal enemy, somebody who is the enemy of you, somebody who persecutes you, is not the same thing as somebody who is himself an enemy of God, somebody who hates God. We're to do good to those who hate us, but the Bible doesn't say anything about doing good to every single person on earth. Scripture teaches us about something called the reprobate doctrine, that there are certain people who have rejected God and his gospel and have hardened their hearts to the point that they hate God, so God has given them up to a reprobate mind and they are without restraint. And this includes, but is not limited to, homosexuals. The Bible teaches this doctrine in Romans chapter 1, verse 18 to 32. It's where it says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meat. And even as they did not like to retain God their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them." So in verse 26 and verse 27, we see the mention of homosexuals, and in verse 28 it says, "And even as they," even as who? Those who it just got finished talking about in the previous verse, obviously, who it says are filled with all unrighteousness. And one of those things which are mentioned that they're filled with in verse 30 is that they're a hater of God. Not only that, but we see in the Bible that God hates evil, and God actually hates some people. It says in Psalm chapter 11, verse 5, "The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence his soul hateth." Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate." It says, and this is just an example, in Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 5, "The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are abomination unto the Lord thy God." The definition of an abomination is something that causes disgust or hatred. Notice that in this verse in Deuteronomy chapter 22 verse 5, it is not saying that their sin is an abomination, as it says with many sins listed in the Torah. Instead, this verse pronounces the person themselves as an abomination. So it's okay for God to hate these reprobates, to hate certain people. Why is it not okay for us? God is holy, he is righteous, he is without sin. And the Bible tells us that we should hate, and we should hate the haters of God. It's not the same thing as hating our personal enemies. When somebody curses us and persecutes us and hates us, we should not be hostile towards them, but contain ourselves in peace. Vengeance is mine, I shall repay, saith the Lord. However, Jesus did not teach hair in this verse, or in this sermon, or anywhere in any of his sermons, and it doesn't say anywhere in the Bible that we should just love every single person on the earth unconditionally, even people who hate God. No, people who hate God because they've already rejected him and there's no hope of salvation for them. They're reprobates, and there's nothing wrong with hating them because they're just trash. They are trying to get people to hell. They just absolutely hate the Lord God. So, thank you, buddy, for watching. I hope this clears things up, and goodbye.